Got a couple of documents that come from there. We are now the allotted hour where our councillor.
Good evening, councillors, guests, staff. Being the allotted hour, 6 p.m, I'll open this meeting. So welcome everyone. Kaya Marman, Kaya Yoga, Kaya Bridie, Yana Nook, Nalak Karij, Winji, Alak Nini, Nalak Karij, Nija, Buja Ba, Wajak Nunga, Buja, Lalak Nini, Kura, Kura, Nijie, Burawan. On behalf of the town of Bassendean, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land on which we meet, the Wajak people of the Noongar Nation. May their campfires burn forever. I'd also like to remind people that our meetings are recorded and uploaded to the town's website. At our meetings, the town is committed to ensuring our council meetings are a safe work environment, free of risks to the health and well-being of elected members, officers and our community. Any person attending is required to be respectful, courteous and have due regard for individual rights and differences. Individuals may be asked to leave should their conduct adversely affect the health and safety of others. By attending this meeting, you agree to abide by these conditions. Announcements by the presiding person about discussion. There are none tonight. Attendances, apologies and applications for leave of absence. So I have a request for leave of absence from the 3rd to the 5th of September. Councillor Palifka is actually absent tonight. He's an apology. So I will move a separate... I'll actually move that now. Okay, so Councillor Palifka will be unavailable from today through to the 5th of September. And I'd like to have a mover. I'd like to move that we grant Councillor Palifka leave. So I'm a mover. Do we have a seconder, Councillor Wilding? Anyone against? I declare that carried. For other leave, I've obviously got the 3rd to the 5th of September. Are there any other councillors wishing to have leave? No? Okay. So can I have a mover for my leave from the 3rd to the 5th? Councillor McLennan? Councillor Ames? Anyone against? I'll declare that carried. Councillors, do we have any declarations of interest? No? So we'll move on. We have statements by members of the public on an agenda item. So I have one statement. Or is it a question? Ah, it's a statement. Okay, so I have one short statement from Miss Nonny Jebbison, 6 of Barton Parade, Bassendean. And Nonny's statement is, as a Bassendean resident, actively involved in volunteer bush care and a keen gardener, I find the town's reliance on glyphosate-based herbicides to be unreasonable and fully support Councillor Carter's notice of motion to reduce the use of this toxic product. It is inevitable that this product will be banned for use in urban areas, and the town needs to be proactively engaging alternative methods of weed treatment, such as steam, and also improving some management practices. In particular, the methods, frequency and timing of mowing within the town needs to be reviewed with a focus on minimising the spread of weeds through seed dispersal and the creation of a scalped turf and bare patches of ground which enable weeds to colonise. Would it be possible for me to ask an officer about one aspect of that now? Or?
Certainly.
Sorry. My understanding is that formerly I had an amendment which was passed by council in respect to mowing. And would I be correct in assuming that the mowing is actually done not so close to the ground to reduce bare soil? Is that the case at the moment?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And also my understanding is the new mowers that might be purchased in this coming year, was there going to be catchers involved with those purchases, or that you can take that on notice if you like?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll take that on notice.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We have some questions that have been sent in. Four questions. Okay. We've got four questions from Mr. Yates, but I understand that the administration are responding to those questions in writing. Is that correct?
So we'll take them on notice.
Take them on notice? Okay. And I believe Mr. Aaron McKay would like to ask a question from the public gallery. You come to the microphone, give your name and address. Thank you, sir.
Yes, Aaron McKay, 33 North Road, Fascination. My question is sort of, well, sorry, statement sort of thing, I suppose. It's more about the Point Reserve and the revamp or something that the council's currently looking at. You know, my sort of great thing with it is why the council wants to ascertain more land and try and maintain more land in the whole thing, because I mean the current other sections of land are managed by the state government at no cost to the town of Bassanine's community. If the town of Bassanine then takes this over, I'm sure it's going to end up costing ratepayers more money in the long term to maintain that section of land as well. Not trying to have a go at the council, but the current Point Reserve sort of maintenance is average, but if that's all the money the council's got to spend on it, then let's not take on more responsibility for no real reason. I mean, the town of Bassanine people currently get to use that open space. It's not like the state government's put a fence up and says, no, you can't use it. So I don't understand why the council wants to take on more responsibility.
Thank you. So unless there are any other questions, we'll move on to deputations. Now, I understand, Ms. Bremer, that you've got a deputation. Would someone like to put a chair at the end there? So,
this chair.
You can sit at the table, Jane, if you like. Thank you.
Jane Bremer, 47 7th Avenue, Bassendean. I'm making a deputation today in relation to agenda item 13.1, I think it is. I'm making this deputation not just as a long-term resident of Bassendean. I'm making this deputation on behalf of all of the children in Bassendean and future generations, and for the public record and for our community's right to know. So I'm here with some of the documents referred to in my submission, which I'd like to table. I don't know if that's possible, but I think that our community has a right to know this information, and that's why I'm giving this deputation today. So I've lived in Bassendean a very long time. I don't even have small children. So the risk of pesticides in playgrounds is not such a personal one for me, although I'm very excited to say that I will be a grandparent this year, and I look forward to bringing my grandchild to play in a playground where I live. When my kids were little, you would never have seen blue dye in the sand in the playground. You would never have seen foam on the grass, and you'd never see kids playing in that foam. It just wasn't as prevalent 20 years ago, and in my time of living in Bassendean, I've seen and witnessed that increased use of pesticides in our urban environment, and it concerns me and our community greatly, and that's why I make this deputation. So the officer's recommendation to the notice of motion was not supported, and the council have stated that they rely on the APVMA. They're guided by the regulatory advice from the APVMA. But the town of Bassendean is also guided by the councillors and the residents and ratepayers. As democratically elected councillors, they're responsible for upholding the best interests of our electors, and that includes the unanimous decisions that previous councillors have made, the decisions, the petitions, the public forums, the letters, the questions, the numerous ways that our community have raised this really important issue with the council shouldn't be forgotten here. And I appreciate that we have some new administrators, executive administrators, who are not privy to that information. They weren't here when those deputations were made, when those petitions were made, when the unanimous decisions of our council were made.
So, Jane, I'll just interrupt you there and indicate that we may have new people in the administrative role, but they have been here for some years now, and information is available to staff, new staff who come on board, and therefore it's a board statement to say that they are not privy to previous practices. So if we can just confine ourselves to the facts, that would be advantageous. Thank you.
So the Department of Health guidelines are really clear about encouraging local governments to uphold the precautionary principle. And I've talked about the precautionary principle a lot because it really matters. And it matters in health, it matters in relation to pesticides, and it matters in relation to the environment. I don't see the terms precautionary principle in any of the Town of Bassendean's documents in relation to pesticide applications, in relation to public health or the environment. The precautionary principle essentially directs that action be taken to reduce the risk from chemicals in the face of uncertain but suggestive evidence of harm. When the precautionary principle is proposed in environmental decision making, it's got four central components. They include taking preventative action in the face of uncertainty, shifting the burden of proof to the proponents of an activity, exploring a wide range of alternatives to possibly harmful actions, and increasing public participation in decision-making. And I'm putting it to the council that these components are not really being upheld by a council. I'd like to highlight the 2019 weed management forum that was held by the Town of Bassendean. It wasn't well attended, but it was still a forum that our council conducted and paid a consultant to write a report. I have a copy of that report, and I wanted to table that because it's not on the town's website or available to the public as far as I can see anywhere. So I'll table that report. That report recommended that the council engage further on the development of their weed management strategies, engage wider and include the community in the development of those weed management strategies. But yet I see the weed management strategies have been developed for the Town of Bassendean already, and they haven't been shared with the community. And I wanted to ask why that was.
So, Jane, I'll interrupt. My understanding, let me check with the relevant staff. The weed management strategies, or whatever you'd like to call them, they have been shared with the relevant groups that manage some of these areas, correct?
There's a summary of weed management practices on the website, mm-hmm. So that outlines weed management for natural areas, parks and gardens, and streetscapes. And there's also 10-year natural area management plans for the natural areas, which have been shared with the Friends of groups.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So I'd like to reiterate that the weed strategies that have been developed by the council, the one for parks and gardens for natural areas, they were not shared at the recent meetings that we had with the conservation officer. All the NRM groups in Bassendean met with the council staff to talk about the new process for being a volunteer NRM group, the new processes, the new paperwork, the new way we have to operate. Those strategies weren't shared in those forums. I find that unusual and not indicative of engaging with the public, particularly the very groups that volunteer to do the hand weeding in our town and have a direct interest in that strategy.
Okay, so I believe that the officer wants to respond to that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The strategies that are published on the website are quite broad, whereas the 10-year natural area management plans are more specific to each reserve. So we have shared and consulted with the Friends of groups with the more detailed documents.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll just have to agree to disagree on that because
that's fine. That's
I was
perfectly
at the meeting
okay
and there were
to agree
none
to
of these
disagree,
strategies and it was
but
a surprise
if we
to
could actually
on
move on to topics.
Certainly.
Thank you.
I don't believe the Town of Bassendean has considered nor justified the preventable and foreseeable harm to children's health that exposure to pesticides causes. Instead, it positions this critical public health issue as a simple risk versus cost, or rather a weed management versus cost, where the threat of weeds is more important than the protection of children's health. This, of course, assumes that there are no costs associated with children's exposure to pesticides, but that's not borne by the health statistics. The Town of Bassendean continues to argue that because the APVMA have approved these pesticides, they're safe to use in urban environments, and I'd like to table the product label of the glyphosate bioactive that the Town of Bassendean uses. That's the one that's safe for aquatic environments. You can see, and that's why I'm tabling it, you can see there that the uses described on the label product, which is the law, the label is the law, that's the advice, they're the guidance that applicators and local governments and everyone has to abide by to use the product. When it lists the uses, you can clearly see that use is not described in urban environments, and I think it's a long stretch to argue that a public service area includes children's playgrounds. So I'm just demonstrating that, again, you can go to the APVMA. The glyphosate has not been assessed for use in urban environments specifically or bushland environments. So these pesticides that many of, are used in the urban environment are allowed through the permit system, and the permit system is not an assessment. It's an exemption from a previous approval that's been given for a product. So Australia and the APVMA haven't reassessed glyphosate since 1997, and that's because Australia doesn't have a re-registration scheme that allows pesticides to be reassessed when new information comes in. So I'd like to just briefly give you a few good reasons why glyphosate should be discontinued in children's playgrounds and within the town.
So, Jane, you're just 1 minute away from 10-minute mark, so if you could...
Can I just ask, your interjections and the contributions from the council staff, do they form part of my 10-minute deputation?
You've actually done 10 minutes, so I was giving an extra minute for the...
Do you want me to continue?
I would like you to summarise if you wish
to. I'm summarising that the International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics have called for a worldwide ban on glyphosate. That's a pretty good indication that that sector, that health sector, doesn't consider the use of glyphosate in children's playgrounds as a good idea. They're calling for a global phase-out. I've mentioned the Department of Health guidelines that promote the precautionary principle and suggest that local governments use pesticides as a last resort. We know that glyphosate harms bees and their ability to pollinate. That's a significant issue to farmers and everybody because we rely on food. And glyphosate's now found commonly in urban streams and waterways, and that's very serious, and I provide those studies here for you, because what that study showed was that there was more glyphosate and its metabolite AMPA in waterways and river systems than there was in the agricultural environment. Now, that suggests that the use of glyphosate in the urban environment is actually greater than the use in the agricultural environment, and the residues are there in the environment to be measured and seen. We know that
Jane, I will ask you a question on that one, but I think that we should, at this point in time, open it up to questions from councillors of yourself, if you don't mind, so that councillors can... Because I can see already that some councillors have been writing questions.
Can I just say, Madam Mayor... it's very important for me to give this deputation, not for the councillors and not for the staff, but for my community. I want it on the public record that I've given this deputation, and that, and I feel like I'm being cut short and my time's being taken up by
So, Ms. Brimmer, generally deputations are 10 minutes. We've actually gone over the 10 minutes. I think you're aware of that, having done deputations previously. What I am doing now is opening it up to questions so that councillors can ask you questions which you can answer. So if you don't mind, I think we'll move on to questions from councillors, which is also informative for our community to hear the questions that the representatives, the elected representatives of this community, are asking you. So I think that's informative for the community as well. So councillors, would any councillor like to ask questions? Councillor Ames.
Thanks, Madam Mayor, through you, and thanks, Jane, for coming this evening. I've just got one question. Earlier on in your deputation, you discussed that the use of glyphosate within the community is obviously in that status as it is. And previous to, you used the term 20 years ago, that this was the prevalent way in which weed management was occurring within the town. Do you have any statistics in regards to the amount of, I suppose, weeds that were in the environment at that point in time and the reasons or why the different types of weed management was used back then in comparison to glyphosate to what it is now? Because your statement saying this was like it was 20 years ago and now it's like this, would that be a positive or a negative correlation in regards to the amount of weeds that are within our community at the moment and compare it to what it was 20 years ago?
I actually think there's two issues there and that they shouldn't be confused. We're talking about the use of pesticide in children's playgrounds where weeds really aren't that predominant. So 20 years ago, I didn't see the chemical residues in the sand where my kids played or around the edges of the playground. The town found it sufficient to just cut those weeds with a whippersnipper. In terms of has weeds... and I think you're suggesting have weeds increased in the town of Bassendean in the last 20 years? I don't think so at all. In fact, my work at Success Hill shows that the weeds have reduced, and we can document and show that. In terms of statistics, unfortunately, I don't go around measuring the amount or monitoring the amount of weeds in the environment, only in turn as so far as what I do at Success Hill. But if I was to be honest, I'd say glyphosate is increasing the incidence of weeds, making them super weeds. You only have to look at the median strips on highways to see fleabane this high. And we know that these are weeds that are becoming resistant to glyphosate because glyphosate is a highly weed-resistant pesticide. So I would say that I don't think that... I mean, certainly the council was using glyphosate 20 years ago.
Okay.
I'm saying I didn't see it in kids' playgrounds back then. I can see that pesticide exposure is increasing in the town, but I don't think the weeds... I don't think we have necessarily a huge weed problem in the town of Bassendean because, we're increasing the use of glyphosate. I don't think so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Councillors? There was a statement you made, if you don't mind, Ms. Bremer, there was a statement you made that there was evidence of glyphosate in our rivers, and you indicated that this was clearly, in your opinion, coming from the urban environment. However, I would ask you, given the amount of spraying that's in agriculture, I grew up in Queensland, and one of the biggest problems for the Barrier Reef is the amount of wash-off from farming land that's going into our rivers, which obviously farmland uses, unless they're organic farms, they are using chemicals. So how do you quantify that chemical in the rivers is coming from the urban environment rather than farmland?
Well, it's not my opinion, Madam Mayor. It's the opinion of the scientists that did the investigation at the university and wrote the scientific reports. So glyphosate, many, many pesticides are used in the agricultural environment, right? Many. Glyphosate isn't the predominant one. But in the urban environment, glyphosate is the predominant pesticide that's used, and it's used regularly. And when you think about how many local governments there are, how many places they're being applied, how many private residents are using them, it's widespread area of land. In agricultural environments, they might not be on a river or near a wetland where that runoff is going to occur. You've got the drainage systems in the urban environment. So when we spray hard surfaces, that runs off into the stormwater drains. It gets into the whole, wherever those drains end up, which is often wetlands, the rivers, those kinds of things. As far as I'm aware, the Melbourne University study is one of the first that's ever looked at this issue. WA doesn't monitor glyphosate in the Swan River or our urban streams. So we don't really know the impact in Western Australia. We do know that Western Australia uses the most glyphosate in Australia and indeed the world. So I think, again, we should take a precautionary approach and look at these pieces of scientific evidence which suggests that glyphosate is entering waterways, river systems, via the urban environment with the credibility that I think those studies have, and consider that.
So that gives me a follow-on question, in that you mentioned local governments, but you also mentioned private properties that use glyphosate, and it's obviously clearly available through multiple retail outlets. So my question relates to, if this problem is right across the urban environment and private properties are a significant contributor, how do you suggest that councils who are already limiting to the absolute most the amount of chemicals that they spray, how do you suggest dealing with private property sector, which are using chemicals perhaps more liberally than what local governments are?
I don't see that's any business of the town of Bassendean or myself, okay? That's not what I'm here to discuss. The use, the sale of glyphosate to residential and domestic users is... It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. But it's not the first toxic product that's on the shelf. I mean, everyone's using Teflon pans, and yet the chemicals in Teflon pans are listed on the Stockholm Convention for elimination. You know, glyphosate's not the first toxic product on the shelf, that's for sure. We use... In fact, I'll also table here a list of highly hazardous pesticides that Australia uses that are banned all over the world. It's a very sobering read. If you'd like to have a look, our organisation compiles that data. The problem with domestic use absolutely is a problem. I watched a man walk around the church in Guildford this morning with no PPE at 8:30 spraying all around the footpath and all around the church. No signage, no PPE. 5 minutes later, people are walking their dogs and their children through it. So there's no information to the general public to encourage or make them comply with the label instructions, even if the product has the label instructions on there, which it doesn't. So what you're referring to is Australia's failed pesticide regulation. And I don't think that the town of Bassendean can solve that, and I certainly can't solve it, although I try my damnedest and spend 30 years lobbying the government to do just that. The company who made glyphosate is planning to withdraw all residential uses in the US. That doesn't mean it's going to happen in Australia, because we use many products that have been banned in the US and overseas. It would take our regulator to make that happen. And I don't see any sign that that is going to happen, because they're not looking at the science that the rest of the world's looking at, because we don't have a re-registration system, which is what I mentioned earlier. So, but I think we can assume, I don't think it's fair to say that the volume of chemicals that domestic residential users are applying in their immediate environment exceeds what's being applied by local government. I don't believe that's the case, because when you look at the volume of chemicals that local governments apply, particularly to turfed areas, it's nowhere near the vicinity of the small bottles and the small amount that people use in their backyards. It's comparing apples and oranges.
That might be speculation, Jane.
It's not speculation. Look at the size of the tanks. The data's all there, Madam Mayor, in the local government records. There'll be hundreds and thousands of litres.
Okay,
applied.
So we'll agree to disagree, as we have done earlier. So thank you, Jane, for that. Councillors, any further questions?
I have one.
Councillor Carter?
Ms Brimmer, you mentioned that there were alternate ways of dealing with weeds, particularly around sensitive areas like playgrounds. Do you have any suggestions on what they might be?
Yes, and I'll table this one as a good cost comparison of different approaches to managing turf, because turf is a big problem. It's really hard to manage weeds in turf, especially when the mowers go around spreading the weed seed planting those weed seeds, and then we have to come back and spray them and get in this toxic pesticide treadmill. You can see the chemtrails on the grass. You can see where the chemicals finish. You can see those lines. Take a look and you'll see the weeds growing up right on that boundary. So we're stuck in a pesticide treadmill where we're spreading weeds all over the town. We're not preventing the spread of weeds. We're not putting investment and time and energy into resolving the source of the problem. So there's this cost comparison, but also many local governments, including Fremantle, Joondalup, Stirling, Subiaco, many, many local governments now, are using steam, particularly in children's playgrounds. And so they very much enjoyed it during the pandemic because it had the added benefit of cleaning and sterilising the equipment. Spraying steam around the edge of a playground is no risk to anyone, and it seems like a very obvious and safe approach. Cutting, hand weeding, all the other non-toxic products. It's not glyphosate.
Steam doesn't work on everything. Would you agree with that, that steam does not work on all weeds?
Pesticides don't work on all weeds, Madam Mayor.
Correct. So you don't have... Sorry, I interrupted there.
Steam is very effective on most weeds. In fact, there's only a few weeds that I can think of that steam doesn't kill, but those same weeds are not killed by the pesticides either. So there are some problems. My favourite at the moment is solarisation. I think it works really well. I think it's a really safe and easy way to control weeds. And there are a whole range. The EMRC trialled every method. They trialled steam, pine oil. You've got those studies. They showed that they were equally as effective. I think it's a very sad day for any local government or anyone to say that we can't control weeds in our society unless
we
use a toxic chemical.
So please stick to facts, right?
I'm not saying
that. Okay, now, councillors, do we have any more questions? Okay, so we're going to close question time now and deputations. Thank you, Ms. Bremer, and those documents, you can provide them.
I'll take my pigs back and I'll leave you the documents.
Yes. So what will happen is copies can be provided to councillors.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
So item 8 is petitions. I don't believe we have any.
Oh, that's correct.
Okay. So councillors, we'll move on to item 9, which is confirmation of the minutes, 9.1A. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of July 2022 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Ames, seconded. Councillor Wilding. Do I have anyone against? I declare that carried. Item 9.1b, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of July 2022 be confirmed as a true record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Wilding, seconded. Councillor Ames. Anyone against? I declare that carried. There's no business deferred from a previous meeting. We'll go to external committee reports, item 11. So 11.1, that council notes that no documents from the external committees have been received with the reporting period. Can I have a mover? Councillor Wilding, seconded. Councillor McLennan, anyone against? Declare that carried. So councillors will move on to officers' report and en bloc. Do I have any councillors pulling any items out of en bloc? So, Councillor Carter?
12.3.
And Councillor Ames?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I believe there was some information provided today regarding 12.2 and the removal or the change of some terminology within that particular management plan.
So you'd like that item removed out of en bloc?
I just want to have that more so formally discussed so that all councillors can get across that, please.
So that's fine. So I have item 12.2 and 12.3 coming out of en bloc. So that leaves item 12.4, 12.5, 12.6, 12.7, 12.8, 12.9 to be moved en bloc. Can I have a mover? Councillor McLennan, seconded. Councillor McWilliam, anyone against? I'll declare that carried. So, councillors, we will move on to item 12.2, use not listed short stay accommodation, 13A Gallagher Street, Eden Hill. So would the officer like to speak to this?
Through you, Madam Mayor, just in response to Councillor Ames's likely query. As councillors would be aware, Ms Cannier distributed an amended attachment today, which is provided by the applicant. That addressed one of the queries from last week regarding the noise monitoring devices. As was identified in one of the photos, they're not, in fact, hardwired, but they're basically plugged into the PowerPoint, so they can be removed. However, the applicant has provided some additional information to suggest that they are tamper-proof, and if the devices are tampered with or moved or unplugged, they'll go offline and will notify the applicant. So whilst they're not hardwired, they are appropriate in the circumstance, and staff maintain the recommendation of approval.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson, and through you, Madam Mayor, to Mr. Gibson. Can I entertain you in finding out where that information is provided in the management plan? Or is that a scenario that has just been verbally provided to the town regarding the fail-safe device and how that gets sent through to the management of the residents? Because I did try to find that today, and I have not been able to find that information. If it's in black and white and I can sort of review that, then I'll be more than happy to move the officer's recommendation.
Through you, Madam Mayor, in terms of the attachment that Ms. Kenya sent out, page 12 of 61 at the top.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson.
I'd like further questions.
And Councillor McLennan?
I'm seconding.
Okay. So, so who was the mover? Councillor Ames, sorry. Okay. Seconded Councillor McLennan. Do we have anyone against? I'll declare that carried. Okay, so 12.3, proposed outbuilding, 86 Hamilton Street, Bassendean. Councillor Carter, I think you brought
yes,
this.
Yes, I just had a question. I couldn't see it in the documents. Did we go back to the neighbour with the altered height?
Through Madam Mayor, yes. The amended application was referred out to the neighbours for comment, which prompted one objection to be received.
So they're still objecting to
correct.
It. It's 40 centimetres in height?
Through Madam Mayor, that's correct. Had there been no objection, staff would have simply approved the application.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Any other questions, councillors? Okay, so do I have a mover for that item? Councillor McLennan seconded. Councillor Wilding, anyone against? Councillor Carter, do you wish to enter into debate?
No, I just...
Councillors? Okay. So if we can record that as one objection, Councillor Carter, and all other councillors in favour.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm just checking that is correct, councillors. All the other remaining councillors were in favour of the officer's recommendation. Thank you. Okay, so that then brings us to item 13.1, notice of motion by Councillor Carter. So, councillors, before we move on to the procedures for this notice of motion, may I ask if there are any questions of either Councillor Carter or the staff in respect to this item?
I have a question for Councillor Carter, if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
understand your intention with this motion, Councillor Carter, but I find it somewhat vague and problematic. The reference to in or near children's playgrounds and other public places in the town where children congregate. So, for example, Jubilee Reserve, where you have children playing soccer, cricket, or football, do you intend that to be included? Or Ashfield Reserve, where you've got, you know, little athletics and so on. Like, it's very hard to understand from your motion what exactly council would be approving.
I'm trying to keep it fairly tight. The issue being with playgrounds and looking at childcare, outdoor spaces, but particularly in our parks where children have, you know, occasional sports days and things. Now, they do. In Bindarian Park, they often have their cross-country races, they have their sports days there. And it's just to try and coordinate that you don't spray on the day that you're going to have a child's sports day. I understand what you're saying, and I'll try to consider that this... I know that's difficult, but how much spraying do we do on our sports grounds? Do we do that much that it's not considered safe for the older children to play on?
Are you asking that question of the administration, Councillor Carter?
Well, yes. So, as I've been asked that question, I can't answer it. could I ask the staff then, do we play the spray Jubilee Reserve very frequently?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I believe it's just once annually for broadleaf selective weed control. Is the main application. There might be other areas, like around infrastructure, that's done more frequently.
Okay. This is what I thought, but it's not frequently done. So therefore, it's just a matter of perhaps coordinating when the spraying's going and perhaps leaving the signs up longer. I don't know. So that's really what I was trying to get at, that we don't coincide spraying with the children's sport if we possibly can. Or we give enough warning that it has been sprayed so that parents can make their decisions.
Councillor McWilliam, followed by Councillor Ames.
Through Madam Mayor, to staff, do we have information as to whether the education department uses glyphosate regularly on their premises to control weeds?
Through you, Madam Mayor, we're not aware whether they do or they don't. They don't provide us with that information.
And just as a corollary to that, would it be possible for us to seek that information? Or do you think it unlikely they would respond?
We can request the information. Until we request, we wouldn't know. Yes?
I have a subsequent question to that. Councillor Ames. Other entities in the town spraying, I'm assuming we've got Main Roads, Water Corp, and a few others that use these chemicals. Would that be correct?
Yes, there'd be anyone who manages private land or government land would potentially be using herbicides.
Councillor Ames.
Thanks, Madam Mayor, and I suppose this is directed to yourself, Councillor Carter. I sort of follow Councillor Kennan's thought process in regards to the ambiguity and the broad statements that you've got, and I also feel personally that when questions are asked of you in regards to the specificity of what you want, you can't answer them. So it continues to leave me with an understanding that the motion that you're trying to provide might be a little bit of a different motion to what this is actually asking for. If we're looking at different times and different organisational structures around our weed management in and around such areas of congregation for young children...
Point of order, Madam Mayor, this is a debate. Can we do the debate and then you can definitely make those sorts of statements and questions?
Okay, I didn't think it was debate. I think Councillor Ames was expressing some
an opinion.
Well, maybe it's an opinion, maybe it's trying to. And I do understand that Councillor Ames did ask a similar question, I think it was 1 or 2 months ago. It's trying to pinpoint exactly, because notices of motion, to my mind, are supposed to provide direction to the staff. And I, as presiding person, I don't wish to get into this too much, but it does seem to lack that direction. So I'm just, and I'm following the same lines as Councillor Ames in my comments there, and I do apologise for that, Councillor Carter. Councillor Ames, have you concluded or be more specific in a question? Otherwise, I'll throw to Councillor McLennan, who's also waiting to ask a question.
No, I'm finalised. Thanks, Councillor Carter, and then you can refer to Councillor McLennan. Thank you.
While I really appreciate the sentiment of what you're seeking, from what I've heard and what I understand what the town's current practices are, I feel like in some ways this is painting a picture where at present the town is spraying playgrounds and isn't timing any weed management around when children may be less likely to be present. And my understanding was there were already those practices in place, because this concern has been raised before by myself.
So Councillor McLennan, seek information from the staff on that one. So Ms. Davies?
Thank you, through you, Madam Mayor. So we do try and avoid the use of herbicides within children's playgrounds. There's some circumstances where there is an alternative. For example, there's poplars suckering at Palmerston Reserve, and there's no way of manually removing it. It'll just continue to re-sprout. So that's one example where we've had to use herbicides. The other is areas that have garden beds. So, for example, nature playgrounds, where there might be grass weeds growing amongst the native plants, which can't be controlled in other ways because it will affect the native plants. But in general, for areas of sand or the softball area or the play equipment itself, as a part of the general maintenance, it's brush cutting, hand weeding. In terms of timing and scheduling, we currently work around bookings. So the annual turf broadleaf treatment is scheduled to avoid when the carnivals are on. With Bic Reserve, the park supervisor regularly meets with the principal there and advises him of any planned maintenance. So that's currently occurring where we know that the school is planning to use a space. We also install signage, which is up, so people are aware who are coming to the reserve to know that it's happening or has recently been undertaken.
Councillor McLennan, you had further questions?
No, I just thought the timing issue wasn't going to be addressed, but then Stevie did address it, so thank you.
Thank you, councillors. Any other councillors with questions? Councillor Wilding.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Carter, I just want to seek some clarification on your point three, in which after 3 months of report we saw on what to do instead of the current practices. What do you envisage happening in the 3 month period between this motion passing and the report being handed down? What's the expectation of the administration?
I don't have any expectation of the administration. It's just asking for a report to be investigated and produced. There are alternative weed strategies, and we do use some of them too. So I think that's okay. I'm sorry, I don't quite understand what you're saying.
So Councillor Carter, are you suggesting that you're wishing the you're wishing the administration to bring back reports on alternatives to chemical spraying or herbicides?
I try to get, as I said, talking with other councillors, trying to make this as specific as I can. I don't actually see that it's not specific. The report will be, if this is passed and we limit or ban the use of glyphosate around children's playgrounds and these sorts of areas, there has to be an alternative. And I was just asking, what will the alternatives be?
So, Councillor Whiting, sorry, I must apologies for interrupting.
That's right. Thank you, Madam Mayor. And through you as well, just to, I suppose, clarify the question. The way I interpret the motion is that from the moment it's passed, that that is a ban on glyphosate, but the alternatives that you've mentioned, even if they were to exist, wouldn't be presented to council for 3 months, which leaves a gap between the motion passing and alternatives being able to be implemented. I may be incorrect from my interpretation of the motion, but if that interpretation was correct, how do you envisage the staff responding to that gap in which there's no clear direction from council on how to manage that?
The request on point three was to prepare a report within 3 months at that, within 3 months, outlining an alternative weed control strategy. Now, you're saying that, forgive me, you're asking me to say what will happen if this gets passed, we ban it, but we have to wait 3 months for a report. Does the ban come from the time we pass it, or does it come from the time the report comes in?
So I think I'll indicate there, point one, if I'm reading Councillor Wilding correctly, seems to indicate that if this was passed, it goes that council does not use glyphosate. So if I am reading that correctly, it seems to indicate to me that if this was passed tonight, that the staff would not be able to use glyphosate in those areas. Whereas point three, and, you know, I'm wondering, Councillor Carter, if that was your intention.
No, my intention was to phase it, well, to clearly phase it out during those 3 months, so that when the report comes in, it, you know, it would be done. But if the spraying is done so infrequently, how would that be an issue?
OK, let me ask the staff there, because the infrequent spraying applies to your larger reserves, and I'm sure, because we've got an integrated weed management program of works, I'm quite sure that there are different timelines for different types of weeds. Could I actually get the staff to answer that?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So the annual application is only for turf, so it's to control weeds growing in the turf. More frequent herbicide application is required for garden beds, so it would be quite frequent depending on the time of the year. It could be once a week for some areas if it's particularly problematic. And that's not in the playground, it's just in the general, you know, close to playgrounds. Or it could be once a month or less frequent. So in spring is when the, you know, the grass weeds would become more active and start growing and could take over a lot of those garden beds if we weren't able to treat them.
Councillor McLennan has a question as well.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to feel like you're being interrogated. but I still feel really unsure about the specifics. So a moment ago I heard you say if we're looking at banning or limiting, and I feel like what the staff have said to us is that they are already limiting. So what is it that you're
saying phasing out?
No, before that you said banning or limiting, and now phasing out. Like, it's really difficult to understand exactly what it is that you're...
Thank you, and I think that's a very good point. I'll go back to my motion, is that we don't use glyphosate around children's playgrounds. That's the key issue. The fact that we need a report is to say what else we can do apart from that. The timing of that, I'm quite happy to say that the report comes first or whatever, but that the fact that we ban it around children's playgrounds is the key issue to me.
So, Councillor Carter, you would have to amend your notice of motion to reflect what you've just said.
And what would you suggest that would be an amendment?
Councillor Wilding.
I apologize, Madam Mayor. I was going to propose a potential
amendment. Well, someone else.
Ask Councillor Carter if they're willing to accept a potential amendment.
Okay.
Which I hope I am able to do at this time.
That's fine. I'll see where we're going with this.
Councillor Carter, would you be willing to accept a minor amendment to point one that changes does not use glyphosate to that council intends to phase out glyphosate and keep the rest of the motion substantially the same, which keeps the same intention, but then would allow the report to come first and then for that to be planned by the administration?
Could we say phase out glyphosate within 3 months, or by 3 months, which is the time limit given for the report?
Sorry, that's a big question. But
is it possible?
Staff.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I think the wording would need to be very specific to say which areas it would be phased out from, because at the moment there's no distance given from the edge of the playground, and it's not clearly defined where the areas are that children congregate. A lot of the methods of how we would manage that are outlined in the officer comment, so the dot points within the report are a basic summary of what we would do if that came into practice.
Can I answer that one? I think the determination of an appropriate buffer zone is up to the staff to work out. That's the thinking behind dot point two, item two. I know this is making everyone very uncomfortable, and I'm really, really sorry about it, but it has been an issue for an awfully long time.
Councillor Carter, I think that it's not so much uncomfortable. It is trying to pin down some of the details. Now, I've identified that if dot point one is not amended, then it's literally... from my reading of the document, it's literally banning glyphosate from when this notice of motion is passed, if it's passed. So there's a couple of things here that if you wish to amend your notice of motion, I'm fine with that, just so long as I know what the amendment's going to be. But could I, with your indulgence, could I just ask the staff a couple of other questions that touch on this, but I'm curious.
Can I just answer your one question? Yes, I really don't want to amend this. I think it's specific. If councillors wish to amend it, that's indeed their right.
Well, you're the mover of... If you're moving the notice of motion, then if somebody wishes to amend your notice of motion, you have to accept that.
Yes,
of course.
Absolutely, as long as it doesn't change the intent of the motion.
Okay. So I'm going to let you... think on that, because I can see Councillor Wilding's ticking, mind is ticking. I'm going to let you think on that. I just want to ask the staff a side question on this. If you don't mind, my understanding is that the administration and council, well, through council, have requested the administration to seek out alternatives to chemical spraying, herbicide spraying, what have you. Now, I attended an electric weed spraying trial down at Hamilton Reserve some weeks ago. Are there other investigations ongoing at the moment about alternatives to glyphosate?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The town's a member of the Welga Weed Management Working Group, who are looking at trialling different methods and sharing information with other local governments as well. I'm not aware of any other new technology that's emerging, but we are just keeping informed of what is released through that group.
Okay. And can I ask, I raised the prospect of something that's happening over in Melbourne with Woody Meadows as a planting regime that may reduce weeds growth. We're pursuing that in the next winter season, planting season in a few areas to trial, is that correct?
Through you, Madam Mayor, we've recently planted a woody meadow at Sandy Beach Reserve between the road and the playground. So it's a high density of planting that aims to reduce the weeds that can come up.
Yeah, okay. So I'm correct in assuming that the staff are constantly seeking out alternatives to chemical or herbicide. I shouldn't say chemical, it's herbicide spraying, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, do we have some further questions or shall I throw back to Councillor Wilding? Okay, Councillor Wilding's shaking her head, so I think she's not proposing an amendment now. So, Councillor Carter, I'm going to come back to you now and ask whether you wish to move the notice of motion as it is, or whether you wish to propose an amendment, which obviously can't be significantly different from the formatting of the current notice, but I'm interested in what you are proposing.
Yes, I really don't want this to be pushed down the road again for too much longer. I'm very willing to hear what other people can say to make this happen, bearing in mind the central tenet is that it keeps this life estate away from children as much as possible. So I'm open to any suggestions that...
So you're asking other councillors if they might propose an amendment? Okay. Deathly silence around the room. Okay, so councillors, just to let you know that the administration, and yes, I was aware of that and forgot to mention it, there is a report coming back to councillors in March, which is part of the amendment that I put in for the hard surfaces. So that report is going to come back in March to provide us with an update on progress in that area. I don't know if that assists councillors in any way, shape or form. Councillor Carter, your notice of motion requests a report to come back within 3 months. March is more like 6 months or more. So, Councillor Carter, would you like to move your notice of motion as it is, and we'll see if there's a seconder.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to move my motion as it exists in the agenda. Do you wish me to read it out? Before?
Yes, sir. If you could read it out for the recording.
Council does not use glyphosate or other herbicides listed under scheduled poisons as defined in the Poisons Act in or near children's playgrounds and other public places in the town where children congregate. Examples of such public places could include school playing grounds, childcare outdoor areas and parks in the town where they are scheduled, when they are scheduled to be used for occasional sports days and other group events. Number two, determines an appropriate exclusion or buffer zone around these areas in accordance with West Australian Department of Health recommendations. And three, requests the CEO to prepare a report within 3 months outlining alternative weed control strategies to be used in places listed in point one above, as well as identifying any other relevant places.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. So we have that notice of motion moved. Do we have a seconder?
Madam Mayor, can I propose an amendment which, if accepted, I would second the motion? I'm not sure if it worded correctly.
So you may need to direct that to Councillor Carter. Just read it out, please, so that everyone's aware.
No worries. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. The amendment would read, Councillor Carter, that Council intends to reduce or, where possible, eliminate the use of herbicides listed under the scheduled poisons, or under scheduled poisons as defined in the Poisons Act, in or near children's playgrounds. We'll stop and remove the rest of that point. We'd remove point two, as I believe that would be outlined in the report, and keeps point three the same. Sorry, point three would then read, request the CEO to prepare a report in 3 months outlining alternative weed control strategies to be used in these places. Full stop. It's a bit different.
Can I just ask one question of you, Councillor Wilding? When you say limit as much as possible, what if it comes back as it's not possible when other jurisdictions have already done this?
Through you, Madam Mayor, my expectation would be if other jurisdictions are doing it, it would therefore be possible and we'd be presented with that option.
Okay.
So, Councillor Carter, do you accept that amendment to your notice of motion?
So that something happens on this matter, I'll accept it, and that's at least moving us towards that understanding.
Okay.
So, yes, I accept that.
So, Councillor Carter has accepted your amendment to that notice of motion. Councillor Wilding, you're seconding?
Sure.
Okay. So we have a mover and a seconder. Do we have anyone
Can
against?
Can you please read out what the motion is?
Yes, please, sorry. Amy?
No, I didn't get it all down, sorry.
Okay, so Councillor Wilding.
That council intends to reduce, or where possible, eliminate the use of herbicides listed under scheduled poisons as defined in the Poisons Act in or near children's playgrounds. Full stop. Ah, sorry, there's more.
Did you not eliminate point two?
I eliminate point two. Excuse me, and... sorry, Amy, are you...
Sorry, I'm just doing a copy and paste.
No, that's all right. My apologies. This has been written on the fly, so...
Sorry, I'll just go over number one. Tends to reduce or, where possible, eliminate the use of herbicides listed under the scheduled poisons... listed under scheduled poisons as defined in the Poisons Act in or near children's playgrounds.
So just to double check the start of that one, intends to reduce or where possible eliminate the use of glyphosate or other herbicides listed under.
Can I interfere there? I believe, Ms Davies, it's the Medical and Poisons Act, is it?
Yes, that's correct. So the Poisons Act has been repealed and the current legislation is the Medicines and Poisons Act.
So let's just finish getting this down on paper first.
She's
So we've got point one correct. We've eliminated point two and point three.
Point three reads the same. So ends in outlining alternative weed control strategies to be used in these places.
Can I ask just one more question? So it's just playgrounds you're now talking about, not not the parts where children
congregate. That is correct.
Congregate.
So the reasoning behind that is we have a weed management strategy for those areas already, is my understanding. And you described your intention in this motion to focus specifically on children's playgrounds. I'm trying to refine it.
Yeah, can I just point out my intention was to keep children away?
So, Councillor Carter, it's entirely up to you if you accept these amendments as the mover of the motion. You have total freedom to accept or reject any particular amendment that's put to you.
Given that my motion won't be supported otherwise... as I've got that feeling very strongly, at least this is something, so I will accept it.
Okay.
And we can probably build from there, I hope.
Okay, so I will just check with the minutes clerk that you have all of that information now.
I do have it all.
Okay, so we have mover Councillor Carter seconded with conditional changes, Councillor Wilding. Councillor McLennan.
I just had a question for the officers. I'm a bit unclear. You get this motion passed by council, what that means for you. So what's the word? And council intends to? Like, what does that actually practically mean for you tomorrow?
Through you, Madam Mayor. I believe it would create some confusion for officers in exactly how to implement that. And that would be guided through in terms of it having to eliminate it on the ground that it's probably not clear enough for us to make that determination.
Madam, I would aspire to provide any more direction in that regard, as opposed to intends to.
aspires.
Is it the timing issue.
So perhaps dot 0.3 if you did 6 months, maybe.
I think it's the report will outline how it can practically be implemented and what those strategies will look like, rather than making it apply straight away.
But the intention of my amendment is for it not to commence
until the report
is passed.
Okay.
It is the wording that I propose not achieve that.
There's probably some clarification around that.
Can I get Amy to read out point one again? Because that...
That council intends to reduce or where possible eliminate the use of glyphosate and or other herbicides listed under scheduled poisons as defined in the Medicines and Poisons Act in or near children's playgrounds.
The word intends.
Perhaps seeks.
Seeks.
And the report will provide that clarity.
I'm happy to.
So, Councillor, comes back to you again, Councillor Carter, with point one.
Can I maybe make a suggestion? So at the moment we've got point one and point three. Maybe if it is about an intention, it would be better to include that intention in the request for a report. So something along the lines of, and I haven't thought about this yet, but the council requests to see it and prepare a report that reflects council's intention to reduce herbicides, blah, 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 blah. Would that, something along those lines?
I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. Because I don't know, Councillor Carter, whether that's something that would appeal to you.
I would have thought alternative weed control strategies would have covered that, but...
It's more to avoid this confusion at the beginning about what happens now. So if council has said this is the intention, does that mean that that's what we want reflected in our future practices this report will present for us? Or is it something that the staff are expected to now phase out without that additional guidance?
You've made that clear. So, yes, look, fine, you can change that.
Okay. So...
I haven't got a word.
Sorry.
question. Councillor McClendon, if I may. Would that proposal then reduce it to a point three that contains the drug or an information? Or one, I guess it would be.
I think so.
Okay.
Can I ask one question? Will the report also address the issues of scheduling around... Ms. Davey, you say that you've told us that you talk to schools and you schedule when spraying is to end their school carnivals. And that's a formal process or an informal one?
Through Madam Mayor, I think, and that's that our Parks and Gardens supervisor coordinates his works on reserves that are used by the schools for their activities. I believe at the moment that would fall as an informal process. But he does have regular and constant contact with the principals and the relevant people at the Department of Education.
Okay, so that's a strategy that you use all the time, or, I mean, is it a strategy that your Parks and Gardens supervises?
That's a strategy undertakes and also references it to any bookings we have for our reserves.
Okay, thank you.
Can I also ask, my understanding is that certain types of weeds in certain areas require timing, best timing in winter or summer and things like that. So you've got scheduling that happens specifically for certain areas at certain times?
Yes, that's correct, Madam Mayor. So they're targeted to reduce their likelihood of spreading seeds, so they're targeted for their flower and seed.
Yep, thank you.
Do you want Amy to read out the revised wording?
So... I'm going to ask the minutes clerk to read out the revised... Let's make this the last revised reading of this item. Oh, sorry, Councillor.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. I understand you just suggested that in the last one that I had potential wording to incorporate Councillor McClendon's in a considerably simpler...
Okay, that's fine. Read it out. And this is going to be the last one, okay?
That's all right. Should Councillor Carter accept it, A member would read that council requests the CEO to prepare a report within 3 months outlining alternative weed control strategies so as to reduce or, if possible, eliminate the use of glyphosate or other herbicides in or near children's playgrounds. If that meets all the requirements.
I'm going to wait and see if everyone was happy.
So is this a point, a new point three, or is this
a new
whole replacement?
This would be...
One point.
Essentially condensing point five, three into one.
Right,
one.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I'm just checking.
Removing some bits of the original motion.
Okay. So, Councillor Carter, it's back to you again. Amy, have you got that one?
No.
Right.
I can't type that fast, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Councillor Wilding. Councillor Wilding.
My apologies, Madam Mayor. I think the minute clerk was waiting to see if the event was going to be accepted by Councillor Carter before.
So, Councillor Carter, do you accept that?
I can say that it does water down my notice of motion. However, it does contain the principle that glyphosate is not to be used near.
So it's acceptable to yourself, Councillor Carter?
So in that respect, I'll say I'll accept it because it's better than...
Okay, so Councillor Carter has moved. Councillor Wilding has accepted the amendment. Councillor Wilding has seconded...
I'll read it out.
Please, thank you. I'll try and keep up.
That council one... That council requests the CEO to prepare a report within 3 months outlining alternative weed control strategies. So as to reduce or where possible
eliminate
the use of glyphosate or other herbicides in or near children's playgrounds.
So we have a mover and a seconder. I could foreshadow an alternative at this point. But what I'm going to do is see if we have anyone against this.
Just a question, Madam Mayor.
Yep.
And through to Councillor Carr, to Councillor Wilding. That is just, that's the motion.
Yes.
Just that one point.
Yep.
Yes.
Just the report.
Yep.
Yes.
Sorry.
Because I think Councillor Carter is thinking different.
Yes. Your original motion had those two parts and you were rolling them up in one.
Now you
have left off the first part.
Correct.
Which is talking
about
the playground.
I just want to make sure everyone's aware of that.
Sorry. Just to be clear, so there was for two alternative motions, first in 2 points, and the second one condensed into a singular point. The singular point one does take away the immediate does not use glyphosate because of the staff's guidance that doesn't provide them any time to actually implement anything else in the interim. So the intention behind the single point is to get the report, and while that use may continue for the next 2 months, once council receives that report, they can then make an informed decision based on all the facts to cease that use of glyphosate from then on, which the administration has had time to plan and account for.
So we've had the amendment read out a couple of times now.
Mm-hmm.
So really we're entering into an area here. It's a matter of if Councillor Carter accepts that or not.
Is the intention still not to use glyphosate around children's playgrounds?
It's been read out a couple of times that it's coming back as a report. So,
but only coming back as a report on how to limit, rather than that we have an intention not to.
Okay, I'm going to get minutes close to read this out. One more time, councillors. I want everyone to sit down, listen carefully. And it's on this amendment that we are talking now. Otherwise, we revert back to the original notice of motion and simply go that way. So, one more time. Thank you.
That that council requests the CEO prepare a report within 3 months outlining alternative weed control strategies so as to reduce or, where possible, eliminate the use of glyphosate or other herbicides in or near children's playgrounds.
The intention is there.
So do you accept?
I'll accept it.
Okay. So back to where we started. Councillor Wilding has proposed an amendment. Councillor Carter has accepted that amendment. So we have a mover and a seconder. Do we have anyone against? Councillor McWilliam. At this point, I'm going to foreshadow an alternative, and I'll read that out so that if this fails, then we will go to... My alternative will not be discussed or voted on until this notice of motion has been resolved. So my foreshadowed notice of motion is that Council 1 reaffirms the town's commitment to limiting the use of glyphosate and other herbicides to the minimum, including the ongoing practice of not applying it within the immediate area of playground softball surfaces or play equipment, and 2, notes the town's ongoing commitment to continuously review its approach to weed management to evaluate latest developments and best practices, and 3, requests the CEO to provide an annual update on advances in the town's weed management via the CEO bulletin to councillors. So we will now revert back to this particular amended motion. We have Councillor Carter has moved, Councillor Wilding has seconded, Councillor McWilliam is against. So we will enter into debate. Councillor Carter, would you like to open?
Thank you. And I just want to reassure staff and councillors that my motion is in no way a criticism of what has been happening in the past and the present. I'm aware that conscientious and knowledgeable staff have had to make hard decisions on how to manage this issue. But my notice of motion is just to keep children away from glyphosate. And it is clear to do that. It's now been watered down somewhere. But anyway, what we do know, and if you don't mind me reading it, because I've got so many things in my head at the moment, what we do know, what the makers of Roundup agree, is that their product is a toxin and it needs to be used with extreme care. And nobody knows what the long-term effects will be, and it's currently banned, as we all know, in many states in the USA, countries in Europe and around the world. New Zealand is currently contemplating a ban. There's no doubting glyphosate's potency as a plant killer, nor its usefulness as part of measures to control invasive weed species, but let us be clear. I'm not asking for its general use to be banned. Roundup by Active may well have a role to play in combating Bassendean's weeds, but that's actually not relevant to this. And I know that some natural remedies can be even more problematic, like salt and vinegar and so on. That too is not relevant. Now, glyphosate has been declared by the APVMA, which I understand is also based on the USA EPA findings, to not cause cancer. But not all scientific and medical trial studies agree with that conclusion. And there are other concerns around children's health, without just being cancer. So I'd like to refer my fellow councillors, and I ask you, this has been going on a while, so please indulge me, to the following article published in The Guardian Australia only last month. And the headline states, disturbing, and I can pass you the link to this one, disturbing weed killer ingredient tied to cancer found in 80% of US urine samples. And the Centre for Disease Control and Prevention in the USA study finds glyphosate present in the majority of urine samples taken from adults and children. Monsanto and the company that bought it in 2018, Bayer, have maintained that their products are safe, and that residues in food and human urine are not a health risk, but they are at odds with many researchers and the International Agency for Research on Cancer, a unit of the World Health Organization which classified glyphosate as a probable human carcinogen in 2015. The US Environmental Protection Agency took the opposite stance, but only last 2 months ago, 17th of June 2022, a Federal Appeals Court issued an opinion vacating the agency's safety determination and ordering the agency to give further considerations to the evidence of risks. And I think Ms. Brimmer pointed this out, that they have a re-registration program in the USA, which we don't have here. And it said, people of all ages should, and I'm quoting here, people of all ages
Councillor
should be...
Councillor Carter, I just need you to wind up.
Okay. I'll just quote, this quote is that I'm particularly concerned for children. Children more heavily exposed to pesticides than adults because pound for pound they eat more, drink more water and breathe more air. And they have many years of future life where these things might manifest themselves.
So, Councillor Carter, you...
So I will conclude. My motion only seeks specifically to enshrine in our policy and practice the stated ban on spraying near playgrounds. Other jurisdictions, both locally and around the world, have done so successfully. I hope with my fellow councillors' support we can too. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. Councillor Wilding.
Thanks, Madam Mayor, and I'll keep it very brief because everyone's indulged me quite a bit tonight already. Broadly, I agree with the idea of reducing use as much as possible, eliminating where possible. I agree with Ms. Brimmer's comments around the precautionary principle, and I think when we take long-standing views of what to do and what risks to take, I think that is it should be a prevailing principle. However, it needs to be done in a way that can be rolled out, needs to be practical, needs to be pragmatic. I believe that this alternative motion, this amendment to the original motion, achieves both goals, creates a pragmatic and practical way of achieving it, while also hopefully resulting in that end goal, and therefore would encourage my fellow councillors to vote for it.
Thank you, Councillor Wilding. Councillor McWilliam, you are against?
So I just go back to my earlier question about the broader use of glyphosate in the town of Bassendean, and that this is not just the town, the council that is using glyphosate, or over many years has used glyphosate, no doubt. So there are other property owners, other state government agencies and private entities who are seeking to manage weeds in their, on their properties or within their jurisdictions. And I think that it would be useful for us to understand a bit more about the other state government agencies that are in the town that are using weed control involving chemicals. I don't think it is the town's sole responsibility to respond to this. I think that clearly there's an argument that probably needs to be happening at a state government level. And may then filter down to local government at some point. But at this stage, it seems to be a much bigger game. In fact, on an international level, clearly, there's much conversation, debate and dispute. And I take on board the points that that Councillor Carter has made in her notice of motion. So I guess that... you know, there is a lot of debate going on. It's disputed about whether there is, you know, this sort of carcinogenic aspect to glyphosate or any other health legacies, for want of a better term, and impacts that might occur as a result. I think that we're, you know, clearly there's a particular concern for children in all of this. I think the efficacy of the alternatives that we've had discussed very lightly today, which is about steam, it was very expensive and not very successful. And so I believe that that we really, yeah, we probably need to do an investigation, but I don't know that the town of Bassendean is the sole responsible agency within this area.
Thank you, Councillor McWilliam. Any councillors for the motion? Councillors against? Oh, well, no, I'm not taking a vote yet.
Sorry.
Speakers for or against? Okay. I would like to just speak against the notice of motion, and I'll keep it brief. Basically, I agree that I would like to see no herbicides used. That's my aspiration. However, I also understand that there are not many alternatives on the horizon at the moment, and an integrated approach seems to be necessary at this time. I asked questions of the staff, in particular about seeking out alternative new methodologies, and my understanding is, having liaised with the staff now on this point for some time, that they are as keen as what we are to find alternatives to glyphosate. Finding those alternatives is not as easy as everybody would like it to be. The alternative costs to using glyphosate, and I know I will be crucified for mentioning costs, however, we are a small council, and an integrated approach where we minimise the use of herbicides whilst engaging in a range of other methods is proving to be the best way thus far. Am I hopeful that in the future we will have alternatives to replace herbicides? Absolutely. Do I wish we had those alternatives today? Absolutely. In the absence of that, I believe that one of my reasons for not supporting this notice of motion happens to be the timeline. The 3-month timeline to me is too short. Having gone to various weeding trials over the last 12 months, I don't see any one of these methodologies as being a solution in its entirety. I think that we need to have an approach that will allow the staff to transition wherever they find solutions that will work in certain areas. I believe we need to allow the staff to transition in a timeline that is appropriate. And I don't think that 3 months is just going to do it. I think that that's way too short. So I appreciate the sentiment. I applaud the sentiment of wishing to ban herbicides. However, I cannot support this notice of motion in its current format. And for that, I really am sorry. And I applaud the councillors who have these aspirations, as do many of us around this table. So that's my debate. Any other councillors who wish to debate on this item for or against? Okay, in that case, I'm going to put it to the vote. Apologies. I'm so sorry, Councillor Carter. I do that all the time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I understand. Just briefly, to answer Councillor McWilliams, it's not the Town of Assendean's responsibility for other. We deal with what we do and what our staff do. So that's just one thing. And secondly, that this has been an issue that's gone on for a while. So I think 3 months is probably quite long enough to get a report through, because we're not now having an outright ban. We've got an intention, and we're hoping to build from that. So I would say that the motion has been changed, should be passed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. So I'll put this to the vote. Those councillors in favour of the amended motion put forward by Councillor Carter? Just raise your hands. So we've got Councillor Carter, Councillor Wilding and Councillor McLennan. Those councillors against, we have a tie. So I have to use my casting vote.
That's great.
Well, that's disappointing.
Before you make that vote, could I ask the staff, do you think it's possible to bring a report, a short report about alternative methods that can be used around children's playgrounds within 3 months?
So, I'm going to allow it.
Councillor, yes. Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, that's possible. The majority of that content of the report we already have the information for.
Thank you.
Do you think it's
already done?
Actually, we're in the vote. I shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
they can't implement the processes of a report, where does that leave us?
So, councillors, I'm going to surprise you and use my casting vote and change my vote to support, because if a report comes at that point in time, we will be provided with an ability to ascertain whether there are ways to move forward. So, apologies for such a long, drawn-out debate about this. So, it's carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rarely am I that often on the cusp.
Yeah, it's
great,
yeah,
but it just covered all the bases, so it's three. Congrats.
Okay, so councillors, do we have any announcements of notice of motion for the next meeting? No. There's no urgent business, there's no confidential business. So I will declare this meeting closed. 7:35.
Good job.
Oh my goodness. That meeting could have taken